Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
La donna è mobile, qual più bel vento, muta d'accento, e di pensiero, sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso, e menzognero.
It's World Opera Day, and Irish baritone Sean Boylan is with me in studio because Sean is appearing as Marullo in Regoletto that you're hearing there at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. That's happening from the 1st to the 7th of December. But Sean is with us in studio to tell me a little bit about the world of opera. How are you?
I'm great, Andrea. Thanks
so
for having me.
So that's going to be
here.
You now in December.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, exciting world full of amazing musicians and singers and theatre and incredible stories, and it's a real privilege to be part of it.
So just first of all, the business side of opera.
Yes.
Are you guys all self-employed or do you perform with a company or theatre?
Yes, we would be. Most of us would be self-employed, and we would prepare ourselves for a contract and would be expected then to rehearse for a number of weeks and then just perform in the evening on the night, and then you get remunerated for your performances.
So you're paid per show, basically,
per show,
right?
Right, yes.
And how many nights could you do consecutively when you're opera singing?
Normally we would do a night on, a night off.
She'd have to.
Yes, yeah. Because the big thing is that we don't sing with microphones, which a lot of people don't realise.
At all, ever?
At all, ever, in traditional opera. So say, for example, in Rigoletto at the Bord Gáis, there's an orchestra of 63, there's a chorus of 24, and there's 13 solo singers singing to a venue of over 2,000 people.
That is unbelievable.
So it's an amazing live experience.
So you are your own amplification.
Yes, your body is this big resonating chamber that flies out into the theatre and bounces all over the auditorium and, yeah, cuts through the sound of the orchestra.
I saw Andrea Bocelli 2 years ago at the Three
yes.
Arenas. So you're telling me he didn't have a mic?
Very likely, yes. Yeah.
So when you're on stage in Bord Gáis as part of Rigoletto, which we've just heard there, and
yes.
that's probably one of the more well-known opera
very much
songs,
so. It's a
I'd
very
imagine.
Famous song from La Donna e Mobile, from it's the Duke of Mantua. The piece is set in his court, and he's a bit of he has an eye for the ladies. And throughout the opera, we see how, I guess, those around him and in his court deal with his power, his choices, and to a very interesting, yeah. tragic end.
It is actually a lovely night.
It's beautiful.
Any night this.
It's
you know,
really
I've only been to a handful
night.
Of them, but they are really different and lovely
Definitely.
Experience. Yeah.
Lovely live experience.
When you're on stage, well, bring me back actually first behind
yes.
scenes. Like, how much warm up and prep are you doing before you're on stage?
You do a lot. A lot of us will have been training for many years. I've been training for over 10 years. Pavarotti would have only trained for, I think, similarly over 10 years before he sang in an opera. So we will have been rehearsing the opera for many, many weeks, sometimes for years. You've been preparing for this moment. So it's a fine balance because your voice is your instrument. It's not like a violin or a piano. How you are in yourself will affect how your voice feels on a given day, as I'm sure you know yourself
yeah.
from your own work. So you have to gauge what is the right amount of warm-up on the day of a performance so that you don't leave your peak performance in the dressing room before you get to the stage.
Oh my God, yeah. So what is it? Is it up and down the scales or what are you doing?
You could go up and down scales, make sure your breath is working, because how you breathe and how your breath flows is really the most crucial thing. Like, you know, we breathe to live, we breathe to sing.
Mm.
So it's the breath flowing through from our lungs, which goes through our vocal folds and then resonates in our head and our chest and everywhere that makes it work.
What makes a good opera singer?
I think what makes a good opera singer is, first of all, there has to be the voice. There also has to be, you have to be able to act as well, to be flexible on stage. You also have to be an incredibly good colleague and be collaborative and be able to work with people. Because the thing about opera is it brings together all the art forms. It's not just singing. There's acting, there's dancing, there's orchestra players, there's designers. And so you've all these sometimes hundreds of people that come together to make this event. And so you have to, on the day when you come in, having done your own private work, be able to then take on board that all the various things that people are saying to you and distill it down to give your very best performance
yeah.
for the audience.
So, like, when you're starting out, right,
yes.
and you're, you know, I imagine you're probably a good singer in school or as,
yeah.
as a pastime.
I sang in, yeah, my local church choir and in my primary school, yeah.
Yeah, so what point did they say, actually, no, you're an opera singer? That's
Well, I had played the piano and I always liked singing. And I remember going to a family friend who's a singer, a lady called Virginia Kerr, and I sang for her. And she said, I think there's something here. And we started to work together and the voice just developed over time. But I did not come from, you know, an operatic background. That was not, my family was big into GAA and, you know, rock and roll was more the thing. Mm. And it, I guess it just, opera kind of found me, really.
So when do you, like, what, I suppose, differentiates you, will say, you're a baritone, yes, versus being a tenor, like, or how do you decide which one you want to be?
So, well, that's where your voice really sits. The tenors sing all the really, really, the high notes, the Pavarottis, those type of voices. And they tend to play the kind of romantic heroes in operas. As a baritone, your voice is slightly lower, and generally that's kind of the baddie or
you're the
soldier.
Or,
and in, for example, in Rigoletto, I play one of the knights in the court of the Duke of Mantua, who is one of the ringleaders in this plot to abduct someone for the Duke.
Yeah. How hard is it?
It can be very, very challenging. But it's the whole thing about it is that you're expressing yourself, you know, and you get to sing this incredible music. Which is wonderful.
Yeah. How hard is it to learn?
It can be tricky to learn. I mean, we could also just have a go at some scales, if you like, to see how...
Opera singing here in studio.
I mean,
you
why
or
not?
Me?
I think maybe you.
Me?
I've put the years in.
Do you want me to lose, listener, Sean? I'm not in the business of trying to get people to turn off.
Well,
I can't
you
sing,
what,
though.
You absolutely can. You talk every day. I can definitely really get
mean,
some
I can
noise
sing
out
opera.
Of you. Well, for example... Opera is all based on the wonderful vowels and the Italian language. And we're just going to sing on the vowel A, like the letter A. And we're going to sing five notes, okay? And it sounds like
this.
So you're just going
to
go for me.
I can't believe I'm actually going to do this.
You can do it.
Do it again.
Lovely. Now this time, because you're used to singing in the studio, sit. Have a nice posture.
Like really bad posture,
nice
Sean. I'll never
breath.
Make it.
That's it. And let it just like a sigh.
They're roaring at
well
me here to
done.
Go louder in my ears. Go on, do it
well,
again.
Once more. And we're going to go up this time again. Try for me.
You'll have to help me, Sean.
Yes,
I can't do it my
let's
own
do
way.
Together.
Right. Too high. See, I think I'm better
you
than
are.
I am. This
and you're getting a little bit nervous and you're starting to tense your body so your breath
right.
stops working. Exactly. One more time.
What's wrong with me? It's really hard, Sean.
It can be very
challenging. It's as if I didn't know.
And you know, every single day.
It was easier when you did it lower though.
Yes. Should we try it a bit lower for
yeah,
you then?
Yeah, it's too high.
Try it down here. Right? Lovely.
So does that mean I'm potentially
less
tenor than...
Yes, you're slightly more in what we'd call the mezzo-soprano range, which are the
I'm
female
a male singer.
Voices.
Oh,
yes.
Am I?
Yes.
My aunt actually is a conductor of a choir. I'd say I can imagine the phone call I'm going to get after making such a show of myself on national radio today.
Not at all. But that's where we all start. And every day, that's what we have to do to make sure our voice is in check.
So that's what you do. It's up and down
every
the scale.
Day,
so it's
every
the
day.
Do-re-mi.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that, like, what does that do? Just warming up the voice?
The whole point is that it warms up the voice. And again, because we work in these venues where people need to hear us, it helps our voice to develop in a really free way so that it can resonate in your body, because your body's this big resonating chamber. And it's all that those amazing frequencies and overtones and everything that travel into the auditorium and allow us to share what we're trying to express with the audience.
My mind is just still blown by the fact that you don't have a microphone.
Yes.
And you're like, so you're going to stand at the Borgosh and then in a practice run decide how loud you need to sing.
Absolutely. Well, we work together, you know, with a conductor, and it's, you know, it's a 400 year old art form. So we get to sing the music of 400 years. It's really rewarding.
Well,
and it's for everyone.
Yeah, your job is safe enough anyway, Sean. There's no question about that. Listen, it's been a real pleasure. It's a nice Christmas treat, though, I imagine, if people want to go along.
Rigoletto's a great piece.
See the show.
Great one to bring people to. And it's an amazing live experience.
Good. Well, if you want to get tickets, you'll see Sean, many others. He's playing Marullo in Rigoletto. That's at the Borgosh from the 1st of the 7th. Sorry, the 1st from the 1st to the 7th, I should say, of December. Sean Boylan, Irish baritone. Sean, thanks a million for joining us on World Opera Day.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.